Clip 1.
So Ford's been making his own host out there and telling no one.
What's the matter?
Have you seen this? What is this, Bernard?
It doesn't look like anything to me.
They cannot see the things that will hurt them. I've spared them that. Their lives are blissful. In a way, their existence is purer than ours, free of the burden of self-doubt.
No. I don't understand.
You are a fucking monster.
Am I? Well, you are the one who would so blissfully destroy all of them, even him, I suppose, after everything you have shared.
What the hell are you talking about?
Is that why? Did you tell him to?
Intimacy is for your idea. If you will recall, I think Bernard was glad of the company.
I'm not one. I can't be. My wife. My son. To be real, I was a father. My poor boy.
That's enough, Bernard. You mustn't get yourself worked up. I read a theory once that the human intellect was like peacock feathers, just an extravagant display intended to attract a mate. All of art, literature, a bit of modern, William Shakespeare's Macallan, and Empire State Building just an Abelardo meeting ritual. Maybe it doesn't matter that we have accomplished so much for the busiest of reasons. But, of course, the peacock can barely fly. It lives in the dirt, picking insects out of the muck, consoling itself with its great beauty. I have come to think of so much of consciousness as a burden, a weight, and we have spared them that. Anxiety, self-loathing, guilt, the host of the one who were free, free here under my control.
But he's not under your control. He brought me here to show me this.
No, he brought you here because I asked him to. He's been very loyal for many years.
Your time running this place like your insane little kingdom is over. You've been playing God for long enough.
I simply wanted to tell my stories. It was you people who wanted to plead God with your little undertaking.
Do you really think the board will stand for this?
The board will do nothing. Our arrangement is too valuable to them.
Clip 2.
You and Charlie have a lot in common, you know. You both see it so clearly. The beauty of it, the possibility of it. So many people have stopped seeing it altogether. The wonder.
Maybe they don't have the courage. Strange new light can be just as frightening as the dark.
That's very wise, Dolores. But sometimes I think we're simply not the ones who deserve it.
It looks like the stars have been scattered across the ground. Have you seen anything so full of splendor?
Somebody says because God of Thorn. Somebody says because
Game of Thrones. In season 2, the Game of Revenge starts in full swing, just like.
We have come to this great stage of. Okay. We have come to this great stage of fools.
Okay. 更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。